welcome to On the Shelf episode number 21 of
Brutal Battle.
And we remembered. We remembered, like we said on the last one, we need to remember to do these more often than we have been doing, and we did it. We went to the liquor store, we saw some beers that we wanted to get. Actually, we saw way too many that we wanted to get, so we had to whittle that down. And I think we have an interesting lineup here. Three of the beers could go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
For different reasons. The first one, I think, is probably the safest. I'm pretty sure we'll at least be okay with that beer. The last three could be really good, could be really bad. It's going to be an interesting one. These are all 16-ounce cans, by the way, and a few of them are super local. One of them... Actually, I don't know where one of them's from. Two of them are from breweries we've never had on the podcast before. Actually, have we had them on at all? The first one from? I don't think we've had a beer from them on.
No,
we did. We did. It's Ice.
Oh, yeah. We did it.
When we did the excursion episode. Okay, yes. Yeah, so they have been on. But there are two breweries represented here we've never had on the podcast before, so that should be interesting. So the first beer we're going to do... Well, did you want to say anything first?
No.
Okay, you're here, though.
I'm here. I'm ready to drink.
You're ready to drink. That's right. Oh, this is actually a collaboration, by the way. I didn't pick up on that. So this is by Firm Brewing as well as Diamondback Brewing.
Okay.
And Firm is out of...
Gambrels.
Gambrels, that's right. So that's where it was brewed and canned.
Okay.
But it's in collaboration with Diamondback, who's out of Baltimore. And we've been to them as well. We talked about them before as well on an excursion.
I like that.
Episode.
I like to go back there. They have a nice patio.
Yes, they really do. So this one's called Rockets in the Temple. It's a hazy IPA with Kvike yeast with Sabro Incognito and Mandarina Bavaria hops. And the ABV is
5.55.
I don't know anyone who goes down to the hundredth on these things, but... I guess I appreciate the accuracy. All right, so let's get into this. Now, this could be kind of weird tasting just because Kvike yeast has a very different profile to it than your typical IPA yeasts. So, I don't know, we'll see. But I still, of the four beers, I think this is probably the safest. What does it look like?
A hazy IPA.
No, what does it really look like?
That juice, brah.
Thank you. It's really yellow.
Yeah, it's really yellow.
Like, a lot of hazy IPAs, I feel like, they'll be yellow, but they have, like, a good orange tinge to them. This is just very yellow.
Yeah, it's very yellow.
Super, super hazy. There's a lot of head on top, too. It's just kind of hanging out, which reminds me kind of like soap bubbles to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, swirling it up.
It smells orangey.
It smells pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little sweetness to it, but there is also... What is that?
I'm getting pineapple.
It smells like a candied pineapple, though. Mm-hmm. Like a dehydrated... Yeah, sweetened, like dehydrated candied pineapple.
No, orange is like a candied orange, too.
Am I smelling a slight butter?
Butter?
Yeah. Which, if I am, it would be diacetyl, unfortunately, but...
I'm not getting any butter.
It's like this slight butteriness. I feel like I'm getting that. Hopefully we don't taste that. Yeah. But it's got that little bit of a yeasty note mm-hmm. that we typically get with hazy IPAs. I do really like that kind of candied pineapple, though.
It smells good.
Hopefully it's not too sweet. Hopefully it's not too flavorless, like ends up happening with a lot of hazies, unfortunately. So
I don't like it at all.
Mm-mm. Ew. What the... Well, describe what you're getting out of it.
It's like coating my mouth. It's like syrupy and bitter.
It's really drying.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like super drying. It's finishing with a really yeasty finish, too. It's just like all bitter, dry, yeasty finish to it. There's a little bit of flavor up front. But I'm having such a hard time figuring out what that is because it goes away so quick and you're just left with very bad flavors.
Yeah, I don't like this.
It tastes buttery.
You think it's not right?
Yeah, I don't think this went well. I'm tasting diacetyl in that for sure. I'm definitely tasting diacetyl. It's not as strong as I thought it might be based off the aroma, but it's definitely in there.
I don't like it at all. It's just, I'm not getting any flavor. It's just dry, bitter, thirsty.
So there is like a vague citrusy in the beginning, but it is such low level and it's mixing with that butter.
You have to really reach for it.
It's mixing with that butter, though, is the problem. So, and then, like we said, like that flavor is so fleeting because then it goes to dry, bitter, and yeasty, and it's just, yeah, I can't drink that. That's a drain pour. That beer sucks. That's not a good beer. Sorry.
I thought that was going to be the best one.
Yep. Well, we were proven wrong. It is quite possible that every beer is bad.
Oh, no.
I hope that's not the case. Now, I do want to say this. We have had praise for both Firm and Diamondback, so this is probably a one-off in my opinion, because we've been to Firm twice and enjoyed everything we tried there to differing degrees, but everything we had was at least good. And Diamondback, we went once, but we liked everything there too.
Yeah.
So this beer just did not work. Actually, is there a date code on it? No, no date code. That's another problem. Should have a date code. But here's the thing. The other thing is Kvike yeast may have something at play there, but I definitely think there's diacetyl in there, and that's not a good thing. Anyway, next.
Okay. The next beer is by Vanish.
Which we've never had on the pod before. We've never even had a beer from.
Yeah.
We've never tried anything from
Vanish.
And
they are out of Leesburg, Virginia.
Right.
And this is their Mangonada. Right? Mangonada? Is that how you would say that?
Yeah. Or Mangonada.
Nada, nada. A Goza-style wheat beer with mango, pineapple, and chilies. It's 4.3%.
So when I first read it, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then I got to the chilies. I'm like, oh, how is that going to go?
Yeah.
It could be totally good because we've had some beers with chilies in it where it just gives like this hint of like a heat
like a
to
little
it.
Tickle.
Yeah, and that's good. So if it's like that, this could be really good because it could go really well with mango and pineapple for real. And I love the fact that it's 4.3%.
Yeah, mango normally goes well with spicy stuff.
Yes. Is there a date code on this? They are date coding. This is only basically 1 month in the can. So there you go.
Good. And the can's kind of cool. It's like a psychedelic, like, rainbow swirl.
It reminds me kind of like those make-your-own tie-dye shirts, kind of. Yeah, it's cool. Have you noticed that my pours have been better today?
Yeah, you were doing well. Except you poured yourself first.
Sorry. I'm just thinking all about me today when it comes to beers.
The day before our anniversary. Okay, it is
orangey.
Yeah, orange-ish yellow.
Yeah, for sure. We rinsed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure.
Yeah, that would be gross.
Yeah, it would be. I definitely smell the Goza aspect.
Definitely smell the Goza. I definitely smell the wheat.
Yeah, it's very wheat-driven, in my opinion. And there's that kind of, like, salty, like, that salinity to it that you know it's Goza.
And there's, I'm getting the tickle from the peppers.
Yeah, I'm definitely smelling a little bit of that heat in there. And I like it. I'm also smelling a little bit of the actual, like, flesh of the chili. So that's cool as well. I'm getting pineapple and mango together, but it's not as high a level as I thought it would be.
It's pretty subtle.
It is very subtle. That could be good, though. That could be good. It could be bad. I don't know. But the nose is good.
I don't know if I could pick out pineapple or mango. I'm just getting like a nondescript fruit.
It's just kind of like low-level tropical.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when I think pineapple and mango, I think, yes, tropical. So, yeah, it's just a low-level tropical, basically.
I like the smell, though.
Yeah, no, it smells good. It's not as robust as I thought it would be because a lot of sour beers that have fruit added to it will usually be very robust. This one's not, but that could be a good thing.
Yeah,
that could definitely be a good thing because I know that certain breweries, when they go too hard on it, it just ends up tasting just like a smoothie of just the fruit and it doesn't taste like a beer at all. So this could be a good thing. We'll see.
So I took my first sip. I like it. Definitely getting the pineapple.
Oh.
It's like,
yeah,
definitely it has that naked Cheerio finish. I'm not perceiving a lot of the pepper, though. Are you?
I get that, like, chili flesh flavor.
Okay. You're getting the pepper flavor.
It's like a little vegetal note that's at play there that kind of goes through the entire sip.
But no heat.
But it is like decently juicy.
It is really juicy.
From the pineapple and mango aspect. But it also isn't juicy in the fact that it's like one of those beers that has a ton of puree just sitting in it.
Right.
Which I really appreciate.
Well, we don't know what's at the
this.
Bottom of the can.
Right, that's true. But I really appreciate it when it's not, you know, tons of puree sludge just sitting in it. So
I quite like this.
It is good. It is good. It's kind of light.
I was going to say, if it's very light, it's kind of refreshing.
It's light, but flavorful. Yeah, so it's like an easy sipper, plus with that 4.3% alcohol, definitely makes it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chili's definitely there. I get the slightest little tickle.
I'm not.
The slightest little tickle in the back of my throat. I would say that I'm probably perceiving that just because I'm a lot more sensitive to heat in food items and drinks because I don't handle it as well as you do. So that's probably why I'm picking up on that. But
I don't perceive it.
Definitely tasting that vegetal
I like that a lot.
Aspect from the chilies. And yeah.
Yeah, I'll drink more of that. I'm feeling the phlegm build up.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of that. It really does kind of... It's interesting because it's really juicy without being too thick.
Yeah.
And too heavy on the fruit. So
it's enough fruit.
They walked a fine line here, and I think they pulled it off. This could have gone very wrong in many ways, but they pulled it off. Ooh. Okay, our first Vanish beer, and we're down with it.
Yeah.
Good job, Vanish.
Okay.
That's a nice debut on the pod. All right. This is one that Rebecca caught her.
I picked this one.
This caught her eye. I did not see it, and she was like, what about this? And my initial reaction was, and then I was like, but that seems interesting. Like,
yeah.
We should at least just try it because it could just be interesting kitsch. I don't know. So what is it?
Okay. It is called Snyder Beer.
Yes.
And it is brewed by Snyder's of Hanover in conjunction with Captain Lawrence Brewing Company, and it's their Pretzel Märzen.
So I assume there are actual Snyder of Hanover pretzels in the beer?
It says batch brewed with Snyder's of Hanover mini pretzels.
They make good pretzels. Mm-hmm. Actually, isn't that what we have in our pantry right now, in our cabinet?
Yeah, the pretzel nuggies.
Yeah, that's what we get. Like, we get their pretzel nuggets. So wait, you think
we call them pretzel nuggies.
Wait, is that mini pretzels it said?
Mini pretzels.
Okay. So I was going to say, so that's not necessarily sourdough.
No.
Because I feel like I was thinking when I saw that sourdough is what I was thinking. So, okay, this could be interesting.
It's 5%.
Okay, I like the low ABV. Feels tight.
Oh.
It's good, though.
Okay. We don't need another exploding can.
No! We've had enough of that in our life.
Still haven't cleaned up the mess.
I'm legitimately
traumatized.
I'm kind of like gun shy when it comes to cracking beers now. Especially if they feel a little tight in the can. I'm like, oh no, please don't explode on me. I'm telling you, until you experience that, like, it's like nothing you've experienced before because it's, you don't expect it and it just like happens.
It's like a gunshot.
Yeah, no, it is. But then it's also like this moment of like.
What just happened?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're just standing there drenched in beer and you're like, what? It's crazy. Oh, this is a nice like amber, deep amber.
It's very clear.
That clear beer, baby. You know, I like some clear beer.
So clear.
Yeah, it's very orangey, amber. It's got a nice little head on top, too. Looking good. It smells very malty.
Yeah.
Which I would expect it.
That's all I'm getting, really, is malt.
It smells clean and crisp. Mm-hmm. In addition to smelling nice and malty, I like it. The maltiness is imparting a slight caramel to
okay,
it.
Okay, I can see that.
And it does smell a bit bready.
I was going to say bready as well.
Now, that could be partially because of the pretzels, but it also could just be the style. Because I get bready from Märzens anyway a lot of the time, so who knows.
This is the style of the season.
It smells easy, malty, yeah, crisp, clean. It smells good.
I mean, this is the style of beer. I feel like I taste pretzel.
Yeah, actually, I do too.
This is the style of beer you want to eat pretzels with, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, especially because of how malty it is, I feel like that type of flavor for me personally, like when it's a deeper, more malty style beer, that's when it makes me crave pretzels more. I don't know why. I guess it's just the bready aspect of things.
I like this. I was kind of thinking, we'll see how this goes.
It is good.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
No. Well, here's the thing. Okay. So for me, it just tastes like a good Märzen, which has a little bit of a carameliness to it. Very nice and malty. A little bit sweet. Very crisp at the same time. Very clean. But then the finish is like this hint of pretzel.
It does taste like a pretzel.
Like it's kind of like, you know, after you've eaten some pretzels and then you don't have any in your mouth anymore, but there's just that kind of like little bit of lingering pretzel left flavor-wise. It's like that on the end of each sip. You can get it. I mean, they pulled it off. They legitimately got that pretzel in there.
I like it.
I do like it too. And actually, the more I drink, the more I'm perceiving the pretzel on the finish.
It's just so satisfying. It's just so light. It makes me want to eat pretzels too at the same time, like a big soft pretzel.
Well, we have some Snyder's pretzels.
I know, but I want a big soft pretzel.
Oh, man. Why'd you have to say that? Now I really want... We don't have any of those. I really want a soft pretzel now. I love soft pretzels. If I can't have a soft pretzel, I want, like, sourdough pretzel nuggets.
Yeah.
Like, that's my go-to, but, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, of the ones that we thought could go really wrong, they went really well, actually.
Now
so,
this last one.
All right. Okay. Now this last one. I'm really scared about this one. This one could be really terrible. I've had one beer in my lifetime that's tried to do something like this, and it was by a reputable brewery who I trust, and I didn't like it. And I don't think you did either, Rebecca. So
I don't know which one. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I saw this and I'm like, look, we have to try it because A, it's not something you see all the time, and B, it's a new brewery. We've never tried anything from them. So all right, let's give it a go. Okay, so this beer is called Use Guys. It's by Ouzel Finch. And Ouzel Finch is out... Where's Ouzel Finch out of? They are out of... Oh, they're Ouzel Finch Blending is what they're called. They're out of Fort Monroe, Virginia. So this beer is 6%, and it's called Ouzel Finch... Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Use Guys, and then it says Ouzel Finch New York Cheesecake Style. So this is a sour ale with key lime puree, cream cheese, vanilla, lactose, and other natural and artificial flavors. That is a little sus, but yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I'm 6% though. It's low.
What was the other, it was another cheesecake beer we had?
By the brewery. It was a raspberry cheesecake,
yeah,
and I was just
like,
this is not
it was like
jiving.
Muddled.
I did it on the podcast, too, actually. It was on one of the Brewery Society beers episodes.
Right, it was like muddy.
Yeah, very much. And you could see like little white flecks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, well, maybe these guys know how to do it. Maybe they figured something out. I'm scared.
I'm scared slash excited.
I'm really scared about this.
I love key lime beer.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the other thing is we'll have good comparison for this because we just had a bagel with cream cheese for breakfast this morning.
It's true.
So there you go. It is very
murky.
Murky. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay.
Yeah, it looks gross.
Oh my gosh. It looks like really pale orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like pale orange juice. Wait. First, swirl it up. Look at that crap in it.
Is there crap?
Like, there's literally chunks in there sticking to the side of the glass. I don't know if you got it. I got something. You can see it, like, small particulate, like, sticking around the side. Like, that's unappetizing to me. But
it smells like key lime now, and I'm perceiving the cheesecake. Perceiving the cheesy.
Oh, that smells bad, though.
You think so? I think it smells good.
The key lime smells good. then when you get the cheesecake, it's confusing and it's also kind of gross.
I think it smells good.
It also...
My head is like separated from the beer though. Look at my head.
Well, mine is doing that currently. It's coming away from the sides of the glass and it's going to the middle of the beer. That's such a weird thing.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that either. That's really weird. Like, this is sludgy.
Yeah.
And, okay, so as I'm smelling it, it's starting to smell like a cleaning product, to be honest.
You think so?
Yeah, it kind of smells like a cleaning product.
Okay.
I get a little coconut. Is there coconut in there? It smells coconutty now, too.
I don't think so.
No. The vanilla cream cheese with the lime puree. Okay? I mean, it's coming off a little coconutty. It could be good. I don't know. Let's see. Oh!
That lime is so tart.
Jesus Christ.
That lime is like...
Oh my God. Whoa, dude.
It's not good.
Oh! Ugh! Oh! Oh my God. That's terrible.
I don't think it's terrible for the reasons of like, I think it's terrible, but I don't think it's terrible for the cream cheese reason. Ooh. I think it's terrible because the key lime is like so tart. It's like undrinkable.
It is literally like you just squeezed a lime straight into your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing else to the beer.
Right.
Nothing.
It's not the cream cheese. It's the key lime. That's the problem.
I get a little bit of a finish of, kind of like a tropicality. I am tasting something that's kind of coconutty on the aftertaste, but this beer cannot be consumed unless you love just like straight acid in your mouth. Like,
it is very acidic.
Just straight citric acid is what this beer is like. It is terribly executed. This beer is bad as I take another sip of it.
Well, I know. I'm taking another sip to see like if...
You can suss anything else out.
Right, and to see if, like, I just kind of get acclimated to the key lime.
No,
but it's you can't get past it. It's too
strong.
And
this beer is expensive, too.
Yeah, we paid, like, what? $6.99?
Yep, $6.99 for one friggin' can of this thing. That's highway robbery. This beer's garbage. They should not have put this out. I mean, maybe Ouzel Finch is a good brewery, but this is terrible. You guys, I mean, you got to have quality control on this. This is an abomination. As far as sour.
An abomination.
No, it is. Like, it's one flavor. It's, like I said, it's literally like squeezing a lime directly into your mouth. It overpowers everything in the beer.
It's very true.
Everything in the beer. So what's the point of even having any of the other ingredients in there?
Yeah.
You messed up this beer, dump it. Do not sell this to consumers. That is unacceptable. Yeah. That is unacceptable.
So we have two stinkers and two shining stars.
But the thing is, the rockets in the temple, like, I could see where some people would be okay with that, because some people really like that kind of flavorless, hazy IPA style, and it's not offensive. That's the other thing. Well, a little bit, in the sense that it's the,
I'm not drinking any more of that.
That, like, severe bitterness and dryingness, but it's not quite what the Use Guys is like. This is... horrendously bad.
Use Guys.
Well, not a good start for Ouzel Finch on the podcast. Jesus, that's terrible.
Okay,
so,
I got my ranking order.
Two really bad beers, two pretty good beers.
You going with my ranking?
Yeah. Yes, I think I am.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, shocker, the Ouzel Finch...
Read what this crap is again.
The
it's
Ouzel
bad.
Finch is number 4, which is a sour ale. It's definitely sour. With key lime puree, cream cheese, vanilla, lactose, and other natural and artificial flavors.
Have I said that they shouldn't have made this?
Yes.
Like that? Shame on you.
Yeah.
If anyone from Ouzel Finch sees this, shame on you. Like, you know better than this. You know this beer was not okay to put out there. You know
it's
it wasn't.
Gross.
Or it's just, it is too old. To the point where it's not what
died
it,
out.
Right, it's not what it was. But guess what? Didn't date code. So who would know anyway?
Yeah.
But I think it's relatively new. It's just a terrible beer.
Number 3 is the Rockets in the Temple. Oh, I'm almost pouring it out, Carlin said. Rockets in the Temple, a hazy IPA with Kvike yeast, Sabro Incognito, and Mandarina Bavaria hops.
Yep. Clear number four. Clear number three.
Number two is the Snyder beer, the Pretzel Märzen by Captain Lawrence Brewing Company in collaboration with Snyder's of Hanover.
Which this was close for me, one and two. Very close for
me. They were both really good. And then the number one is the Vanish Mango Nada Goza style wheat beer with mango, pineapple, and chilies.
Yeah, and I think ultimately I gave the nod for number one to the Vanish just because the integration of those chilies could have gone really wrong, and they did just the right amount. Like, they integrated it just the right way, and it's, you know, it's kind of easy and refreshing, but it's also nice and flavorful. So, yeah. But that Snyder's beer is really nice.
Yeah, it's really good. I really dig that.
So, yeah. Well, half surprise, half unbelievable disappointment, unfortunately.
Well, we did say this could go very wrong.
Yes. We just were a little bit wrong about what would go wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We were very right about the cheesecake beer, though. Like, yeah. I really thought. But for a different reason.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a problem with the cheesecake. There's no problem with cheesecake. The cream cheese.
Imperceptible.
Because you can't even perceive it except on the nose. But that's just... I'm shaking my head. The fact that we just spent $7, like, that's robbery. That's straight up robbery. It's like whoever works at Ouzel Finch just, like, snuck into my bedroom, stuck their hand in my wallet, and just, like, took $7 and ran out of the house. Like, that's exactly what this is like. That's what that feels like to me. It's like, wow, dude, really? You're going to be that brazen about it? Like, okay. But maybe we should give Ouzel Finch another shot at some point.
Do they have other beers there?
They had one other Ouzel Finch.
What was the other one beer?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. So maybe we'll have to give them another shot, just like we have to give Imprint another shot
for that
really bad Oatology beer we had. So, I don't know. Or, like, is this the thing? Like, have we become so old in the craft beer industry that, like, we no longer like what's popular? Like, is this thing popular? You know, like, is this the way we're going? I hope not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm mad. Like, I'm really mad about that beer. That's terrible. Like, I'm not as mad about the amount of money we spend on it as I am that they put it out there for consumers to buy. Like, that's what makes me mad is that they were like,
this is a good beer.
They didn't have the integrity to hold that back. Like, that's what gets me mad.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm overdoing it, but you can let me know. BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com. Just saying. But anyway, do you want to plug the other stuff?
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram at BrutalBattlePodcast.
Yep. I'm just so over this episode right now. Like, that's putting me in a terrible mood.
We had a big old stinker. Terrible. Two stinkers.
But anyway, I guess that's the way to end this. We'll do another on the shelf, though, to kind of, well, not Hopefully. Super soon, but we do have some interesting episodes coming up that are kind of like one-offs that I think should be kind of fun. So look forward to those. But anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. And until next time,
keep it brutal.